Good morning, Oregon. I'm Finn J.D. John, Finn at OffbeatOregon.com, and this is the Offbeat Oregon History Podcast. Thank you for loading me down and queuing me up, and I hope you enjoy this show. Don't look now, but there may be some ghostly beeswax from the 1600s coming now to a beach near you. Chunks of the stuff still occasionally wash up on Oregon beaches, and they've been carbon dated to the early 1600s. They're believed to be from a wrecked Spanish galleon. Some scientists even think they know which galleon. This article was first published on March 18th of 2009. It's a very early one. Here we go. By now, the wreck of the New Carissa, or rather, the half of it that ended up on a beach near Coos Bay, is just about gone. And just in time, too. Sorted, clean steel is once again barely worth the cost to salvage, but not long ago it was selling for more than a dime a pound on the scrap metal market. And there was a lot of it in that beach, plenty enough to qualify for a properly equipped salvage outfit as a treasure from a shipwreck. But it certainly isn't the first trove of shipwreck treasure to be found on the shores of Oregon, and it certainly won't be the last. In fact, one of the most famous sunken treasure ships off the coast is also quite possibly the oldest. But we remember it well, because bits of it float up on the shore to remind us, even now, more than 400 years later, that it's still out there somewhere. No one knows for sure what this wreck's name is, or even what country it's from. Most scientists and historians agree it's likely a Spanish ship. Specifically, they think it's the galleon San Francisco Javier, which left Manila in 1603. There was an outbreak of civil war there, and several high-ranking Spanish families used the galleon as a refuge from the violence, hoping to start a new life in California. They never made it. They and their ship vanished without a trace. Was it, along with its cargo of prized Asian beeswax and all those wealthy families' personal treasure, lost near the mouth of the Nehalem River in Oregon? Quite possibly. Or it could have come from another ship. The Spanish greatly preferred beeswax from the east. It had a higher melting point and slower burn rate than the stuff European bees produced, and that was important for the many candles used in the Catholic Mass, which in turn was important to the missions of California. So they loaded and shipped the stuff by the ton on ship after ship from India to the missions of California throughout the 1600s and 1700s. Might one or more of these ships have been blown off course and foundered near Tillamook? Accounts by natives, including one who, interviewed in 1895 at the age of 100 years, said his father had witnessed the wreck of such a galleon near the Nehalem, support this theory. What we do know is for the last 400 years, chunks of beeswax have been washing up on the Oregon coast. The further north, the more you find, although one big chunk was found recently as far south as Gold Beach. Radiocarbon dating shows these pieces of wax and the bits of wood embedded in them are about as old as the San Francisco Javier. And somewhere on the floor of the Pacific Ocean, not far from the place where Tillamook cheese is made, there's a 400-year-old wreck that is probably Spanish and quite possibly full of gold and jewelry. Well, that's our show for today. This podcast is part of Offbeat Oregon History, a public history resource for the state we love. In addition to this podcast, it includes a weekly newspaper column, a series of live history shows, a daily RSS feed to catch in your smartphone newsreader, a Facebook page, and a couple other minor components too, YouTube channel, that kind of thing. Photographs and other visual goodies that go with today's show are on offbeatoregon.com, where you will also find full citations to the sources for this story. The podcast is covered under a Creative Commons license. For details of that, see offbeatoregon.com/cc. Our theme music is an Atlas String Band track, atlasstringband.com, and it was written by Carmen Ficarra. I do Offbeat Oregon History for the fun of it, and to learn things. So I don't sell advertising, and I don't ask for donations. But if you do enjoy Offbeat Oregon History and you'd like to support it, you can always pick up a copy of my book. If you enjoy the show, I can pretty much guarantee that you'll enjoy my book. It's called Wicked Portland. It's published by the History Press in 2012, and you can pick a copy up at a community bookstore near you, or you can order a signed copy from the store link at offbeatoregon.com. The book sells for $20. Finally, if you ever happen to be in Corvallis, drop me a line. We can grab a cup of coffee and talk about history. I'm at finn@offbeatoregon.com, or you can tweet at me, @offbeatoregon. Our next show will be coming up at around 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. And until then, go and fill up the rest of today with good stuff. Bye now.